local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is a Friday, and welcome to the weekend. I know that a lot of you work the weekend. A lot of us work the weekend. I work on Saturdays, and Hugh works on Sundays. But nonetheless, it's still a weekend, and Friday is upon us. A little bit chilly out there, isn't it, huh? Hmm? Yeah, it is. Morning to you. What up?
Good morning. Good morning, Atlanta. I mean, man, it's Friday. We're getting ready for Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people are starting to come into town for the holidays, which is making it terrible for me because traffic is a beast around Buckhead.
Was it bad yesterday?
It was a little beastie yesterday.
Yeah, I saw a sign yesterday. It said it was countdown to Christmas. It said 38 days, and I said, well, I guess today would be 37. Man, it's knocking on the door.
How about I was somewhere yesterday. I was at the Hosea Feed the Hungry event yesterday that V103 put on. I wanted to shout out to Afima Omalami, Mr. Afima Omalami, and his family, because that was an awesome event over there at the Kroger's. I forgot the address. It was off of 20. It was 800 Glenwood Avenue. That's what it was, mm-hmm. 800 Glenwood. It was pretty cool. But there was a lot of traffic yesterday, and it was early in the day. This, like, it was traffic about 2:30, 3 o'clock yesterday, and it's something that I wasn't really used to.
Everyone's trying to get their errands run.
Errands and all that other good
and
stuff.
Their grocery shopping get done.
Oh, yeah.
Their outfit.
I forgot how packed it gets around this time of year going to the grocery
the
store
worst.
Because I never go. And I was at the Kroger. This is one of the largest Krogers in Atlanta. It was huge. And it was like, you know, with the Hosea Feed the Hungry and all the people coming in shopping and mm-hmm. trying to get donations and everything. It was bananas. It was bananas.
I can only go grocery shopping in the middle of the night when no one is there because I get cranky because there's just too many people.
It's
like they don't see you or they don't see your cart and they want the same item and you just are standing in their way all the time. So I have to wait.
And you know what else I forgot? I didn't know turkeys were so damn heavy because I bought a couple turkeys because Frank Ski was there and he was trying to reach 250 turkeys.
Right.
So I said, okay, fine. I'll buy a couple turkeys. I bought four turkeys mm-hmm. to donate. And so, you know, me being the big burly dude that I am, I grabbed four turkeys. And then I'm like, oh, good googly moogly.
By the time you got to the checkout line,
no, I'm like,
dying.
These things are heavy. Like, I got the big old, like, it was like the young butterball turkeys, like the big ones.
Like the 16-pounders?
You know, I didn't even see where. I just grabbed the turkey. I was just grabbing turkeys.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, just grabbing turkeys. And I'm like, damn, these things are heavy. And like the strap that it came in, one of them broke.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Then I was like, man down. Like, you know, so I had to get a cart to roll them up there. But, you know, did that. We got to the checkout. Did not have a clue on how much turkeys cost. Because this is like, you know, this is a guy. Like, I don't buy turkeys. That's not what I do. And when I got to the checkout, four butterball turkeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They were like, what? $200 and some. Not mm-hmm. that I'm complaining about the money. That's not what I'm complaining
Wait,
about.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did not know
yes.
I had, like,
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Turkeys are,
yeah.
I did not know 40, that.
50 bucks for a turkey? Sure.
Yes.
Did not know that. Did not know that. Like, this is where,
Good
you know.
Grief.
When That's you, why you when, buy them early.
Yes, but this is when, you know, you had, when you're married and you have a wife and she takes care of that, you had no clue. So when I bought them, I'm like, wow, I never knew. I just never knew turkeys cost that much. I just never knew.
Well, you got to raise them. I mean, they cost a lot to feed
yeah,
those
Yeah, and
guys.
It was like the young turkeys, and these turkeys were stout. Like, they were some stout turkeys. And I was like, man, I did not know. Oof. And
that is a lot.
Just for the appreciation of mom cooking the bird. No, not that. The people that don't know how to cook turkey, that's a lot of money to be messing up. So if you really don't know how to cook turkey, don't do it. Don't
turkey breast.
Don't do it. Yeah, just keep it simple because that's a lot of money that you're messing up. Don't do it. If you do not know how to cook a turkey, if this is your first turkey, if you're trying to make a turkey on your first Thanksgiving, you need to get somebody that you need to call
but
in
if
a
it's
ringer.
Your first, do
like
you
I
get
do.
A pass.
Go to Popeyes.
No, you don't
and
get
have
a pass.
Deep fry one. Go to Popeyes
yes,
and have
get
them
somebody,
drop.
Yes,
one.
Get somebody to make your yes. turkey for you. Do not mess up that bird like that because that's an expensive piece of meat. And if you mess it up, I'm going to be mad at you because I did not know.
I did that the first time I ever cooked a turkey, which is probably like 1990. And I ended up, because pre-internet, I'm on the phone with Butterball, and like at 1-800-BUTTERBALL. I'm actually talking to them.
There was a 1-800 number?
Yeah, there was a 1-800 number.
Hi, this is John Fricky, and how do you cook this turkey?
How do I baste my turkey?
Basically, what do I have to do to tend it? Well, it was the first attempt, you know. I didn't want, like you said, I didn't want to botch it because it was too expensive, you know. And
but
I had a whole bunch of people
one,
over.
I think you get a pass.
No, you don't.
No,
as much as
no, you don't get
costs,
a pass,
no. Wendy. As much as the turkey costs, if you don't know what you're doing, you need to step aside and let somebody else do it. Or you know what you need to do? You need to sit in the kitchen and watch what they do for your first one, and then try to mimic that next year. Or the even like, you know what I mean?
Step but by step,
yeah,
instructions.
Yeah, and write that thing down.
That's
because if you do not know what you're doing, you need to leave that bird alone.
Well, good thing I don't have a family, because I don't want to make a turkey anytime
You do
soon.
Have a family, Wendy.
No,
your
I meant
family?
Like my own. Like that sounded horrible.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you all alone on this planet
all
here?
Is alone. That what we're talking about? By myself all the time.
Oh no, Eeyore.
It is a Friday ahead of a lot of football. If you're going to be doing high school football tonight. Second round of the playoffs tonight, and we know it's going to be a beautiful night. It'd be a football kind of night because it's supposed to get into the low 60s today, but a football kind of night. Really? Second round of the playoffs, and here we go, you know, with a lot of teams. If I shout out any games, what's going to happen? You know what happens. Hey, you mentioned that high school, but you didn't mention my high school. Everybody gets up in their feelings about it, you know, because I didn't mention.
Don't let them bully you, John.
Your game.
I mean, John, we're not going to mention everybody's game, and if they have a game that they want us to mention, I mean, it's nothing but a tweet away. So it's not like you. It's no need to get into feelings. Just mention the ones that you know, and then if we get tweets, we will try to shout them out as we see them.
At 929 the game.
Yes,
man, that's
nice.
Not a bad idea.
Nice.
Yeah, see, that's what we'll do. And then of course we got all the college football coming up on Saturday. Georgia Tech going to Duke with you know potential of you know securing a bowl spot for Georgia Tech if they can beat the Dukies. Georgia, of course, playing Kentucky, trying to get back on the right side of things. We'll get into all of this today. And quick shout out to Kennesaw State because they play what is by far the biggest football game since they started the program. By far the biggest football game in Kennesaw State history is tomorrow. They're playing Monmouth, New Jersey. This is two ranked teams. Kennesaw State is number 21 in the nation in 1AA, the FCS. Monmouth is number 22. It's for the conference title in the Big South. And if Kennesaw State wins this game tomorrow, they're going to make the playoffs. Playoffs. They're going to make the 1AA playoffs. So they're right on the edge, but they got to win this game tomorrow. And if they beat Monmouth, they'll make the playoffs. And that's quite an honor to be able to make the 1AA playoffs for Kennesaw. And it's, what, third year, right? Is that right, Bo? Third year for Kennesaw? I believe so. They'd make the playoffs? Pretty impressive.
And I don't know, Bo, have you received that shirt that we requested from Kennesaw State about a week ago?
I have not received my gear. I'm kind of disappointed. I was hoping I could wear it Saturday out in Seattle.
Yes, we were. Plays. You know, it's not too late. Somebody from Kennesaw State, if we can, you know, get you to send Bo and Wendy, you know, some proud grads from Kennesaw State, some gear so that they can represent.
Do you want
that
me
would
to
be highly
go
appreciated.
Up to the, like up
John lives right there?
I could just bring something down to you.
Yeah, I want an owl hat.
It's not the same thing, John. It's
Why
not
isn't
the same.
It?
It's
it,
not.
They have
Daryl. It's not the same.
Okay,
thing.
Okay.
We're soliciting
Kennesaw socks. Kennesaw State.
We're soliciting stuff.
As long as I don't pay, John, you can bring. You can do whatever you want.
You silly. That's the point I was trying to make.
I'll rep my team as long as I rep my team for free.
For free. I thought Monmouth was an Ivy League school.
No.
They're just in that corridor.
Yeah, they're in Jersey. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always thought they were Ivy League.
Yeah, no. Well, they probably want to believe they are.
Okay.
The grads probably want to think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, as that's so much happening. It is, as mentioned, you know, a little bit chilly out and perfect for football and getting things going. But you said something before the show that I wanted to ask you about, okay?
Sure.
So we're getting a fire because while there's a run on turkeys, there's also a run on firewood, right?
That's correct.
Okay. You've never started a fire?
Well, no, I was in a long-term relationship, and I lived with that person, and that person always built me a fire. So now I'm alone, and
You're
my first
alone,
winter
lady.
Alone.
You're not alone now.
I know I have all my animals. Like, I have Noah's Ark at home. But since I'm alone, I don't know how to build a fire. I know it's gas, and there's a little turn thing, but that's about
can,
it.
Can I speak for a moment?
Oh, yes.
First off. You're not. You have a heat pump. Okay. You have a centrally heated and aired home, so it's not like you're gonna freeze. Second,
I know I'm not going to freeze, but this, I want a fire.
This comes to the point that Hugh just made. When that person was making that fire, you could have sat there and watched, like Hugh just told you to
I
do in the kitchen.
Like once.
But you didn't want to learn. Now you're
out on
your own.
All right, well, so maybe you, I was doing other things.
You could do one of two things. Either you could go buy firewood. Now, some firewood will be dry and it'll burn real quick. And some of the, when we're talking about a thing of firewood that's out like outside the Kroger.
Yeah,
well, and some will be a little bit wet. It depends, and some of it smolders.
You want dry
firewood. If you want to do the super easy thing that you don't even involve gas with, just go get one of the 4-hour logs, you know what I'm saying, in the aisle. The you go and find the 4-hour, you know, self-start, and just light the thing on fire.
John.
And you just put it in the fireplace like that?
Mm-hmm. No, you're going to burn your – most likely, if you have gas at your complex, all you do is there's a little gas key on the side of your fireplace. You turn it, and you just light, and it's going
to
just burn.
Do I have to use the gas then?
Yeah, well, I mean, just to get it started, yes.
Yeah. You can't – don't start a fire like it's an outdoor fireplace. My God.
Well, there's first step.
You got to get a fake log, though, too.
Fake log.
I'm not qualified for this conversation.
Light a fake log, you know?
I mean, turn the heat on.
You're not domesticating.
No, I'm not qualified for this conversation.
But
here's the most important thing. There's one thing you need to know. Open the flue.
Yes, that's the thing that the –
because if you don't open the flue,
choke yourself out in the house, right? That soot.
If you don't open the flue, you got a problem.
You know what? There should be a little handle up underneath there.
Mm-hmm. You know, and just pull it, and you'll hear it drop open, and then remember to close it when you're done.
You'll be all right, Wendy.
Do they have a handyman that can show me how to build a fire?
Let me tell you what you just did inadvertently.
What did I do?
The cat's about to slide in your DMs.
But they're closed.
Offering to
come build my fire.
Yeah, build your fire. And probably bring a bottle of wine with them as well.
I like wine. And cheeses.
Balling ass cheese.
Mitch, it is a huge football weekend that will extend, of course, for us into Monday. And Monday Night Football with the Atlanta Falcons at Seattle. It is a chance for the Falcons to get into the playoff picture if they can win this game. It was our conversation with Dan Quinn yesterday, and we did try. I mean, but, you know, he's not going to go there. But it is important to see if this team does kind of get on a roll, and it's one of the questions I think. Yeah, the fans are talking about something different than certainly, and, of course, I think this is true, Hugh. It'll happen quite a bit. The fans are talking about, you know, something different than the players are talking about because the players are focused in on Seattle, as they should be. And the fans are kind of looking back and kind of, you know, in a larger picture saying, is this the time the Falcons get hot?
It should be, John. I mean, you look at the rest of the way, as far as this football season is concerned, you don't want to lose pace with anybody. And you're in a position right now where the Saints, Carolina Panthers are ahead of you, and you need to win every game that you're in. Now, this game, I feel, is a winnable one, especially with all the injuries that Seattle has. And you have to exploit their weaknesses right now. One of their weaknesses right now is that they're riddled with injuries. There's a lot of guys that are questionable for Monday night's game.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those key players are in the secondary. Get after them. Get after them early. Put points on the board early.
You can celebrate the weekend and Friday with both the Midday Show and Dukes and Bell from 10 a.m. this morning all the way till 7 p.m. tonight. Both shows are going to be live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead right there in the corner of Peachtree and Piedmont across from the Disco Kroger. It's Rick and John at 10 a.m., Dukes and Bell at 2 p.m. from 10 to 7 at Twin Peaks in Buckhead Live. Go by and see the guys. That's what today is. Well, I'll tell you what else today is as we continue. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You better work.
Today is a Friday from the Kia Studios with John and Hugh.
On the runway. You know, I knew that, didn't you?
What is this, like the opening song for RuPaul's TV show or something?
No, this was actually his first song.
This is RuPaul's song.
Well, her first song, sorry.
Absolutely. And RuPaul, of course, has her own show now, Drag Race. And it's her birthday, 57 years old today.
Made a career out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's had albums. Been a spokesperson for MAC Cosmetics. I mean, has made a huge career and had an entire album, I think, at one point, like 14 songs. So it wasn't just one song.
That was a hot song, though. I mean, you know.
Was.
Yeah.
Still is. I'm ready to go out.
As a woman, did not look bad. As a woman.
I'm watching the video again now.
I mean, it just, I know it sounds kind of weird. Bo's looking at me like he's about to, his mouth is about to drop off. But I'm just saying.
And RuPaul's very pretty.
This is part of the course for you with the movies you watch and stuff. I mean.
I walked into that one.
I expect this from you.
I am comfortable in my statements about RuPaul. Look like a woman. And then when he dressed up like a man, he didn't look right.
He didn't look right.
He didn't look
like,
right.
Wait.
He looked better as a woman. Well, you know what I mean.
Just stop talking.
And was tall and like looked like a model. And did model. Did some
okay,
modeling.
Stop.
You just digging a hole. And
you know what? Listen.
You got a backhoe out now that you're just digging the hole with.
I am so comfortable in my manhood. I am. I'm just saying.
Well, happy birthday to RuPaul, who made Atlanta her home, so now is in New York. Rachel McAdams also turns 39 years old today. She starred in The Notebook, one of my favorite actresses, Wedding Crashers, Mean Girls, of course, which brings me to Danny DeVito, who turned 73 years old today. And I just mentioned Mean Girls because anytime I hear Danny DeVito's name, I think of Damien from Mean Girls in this particular scene.
She's fabulous, but she's evil.
Hey, get out of here.
Oh my God, Danny DeVito, I love your work.
So, if you've seen Mean Girls, you know exactly that scene that I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it. No.
It's one
of the top five movies ever.
Okay.
Is Mean Girls.
On the list, Casablanca, Wizard of Oz, Mean Girls.
I heard it was
a good movie, though.
That's Wendy's top five now.
That's kind of like, what's the other one? What's the one with the Valley Girl rolling with the homies?
Clueless is definitely in the top five.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember the name, yeah.
Yeah, Clueless, Mean Girls, right up there.
I've never seen any of these movies.
When I think of Danny DeVito, I think of Taxi.
Taxi, of course.
But some people think of him as the Penguin.
Oh, from Batman Returns.
Yeah, right.
Oswald Cobblepot.
Twins.
Danny DeVito is great and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, man, that TV show.
See, I've never seen that show.
No, of course you haven't, Wendy.
I'm not a big TV person.
Yes, we are very aware that you have seen nothing on TV but Mean Girls
one time,
and Clueless.
When they were shooting that in Philadelphia, Danny came on TV like lit.
For real?
Yeah, he was
Oh,
nice.
I saw the video of that.
Yeah, he came
There's a video on YouTube of that.
Yeah, he came on TV lit.
He's really good on there. I mean, he's really good in that show. That show is hilarious. If you've never seen it, you should probably try to watch it, Wendy.
I will do my best to sit in front of a TV.
Hey, you know, I was just noticing this, but before you get into the national news, you know, one of the things that we had said, because I said it's a beautiful night for high school football out there. It is the second round of the playoffs tonight, but I didn't want to get anybody mad at me for saying, well, you mentioned this school and not that school. So we kind of threw it out there, Wendy, saying, you know what, tweet us about your team's game, and, you know, we can interact that way on our
absolutely
at 929 The Game Twitter, and people are doing it.
Yeah, people have tweeted at 929 The Game. We've got one from Calhoun, who takes on Monroe area. The Broncos play Milton tonight, and then we also have Cedar Grove. They're taking on Dawson County tonight. So those are a couple of the tweets that we've already gotten. So if your high school's in the playoffs, would love to hear from you and interact with you on Twitter at 929 The Game.
Yeah, just send us your game and tell us a little bit about it, and we'll talk to you on Twitter. How about that? You know, that way we're not going to get people mad at us.
Absolutely.
Even though we did mention something.
Well, a couple of national days for you today. National Homemade Bread Day. Now, if you're a homemade bread maker, good on you, because that is a process to make homemade bread. It takes a long time to make your own bread at home.
It's good.
It tastes good, but it's just a process.
I've never had homemade bread. No desire to make it.
It's lengthy.
But it doesn't sound like, you know, I mean, not nothing that I would, it's on my bucket list. It's not on my bucket list.
It's not on your bucket list.
I cannot speak of these on the radio.
No, he cannot speak of
because
these.
Because they are of, some of them would probably get me called into the office.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, the real estate maven makes a great banana bread.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's
killer.
Oh, I
love banana bread.
Yeah, her banana bread is really good.
It sounds really good.
Matter of fact, she could make it tonight if you're listening, honey.
Shout out to the real estate maven.
And we have another.
What?
Stop soliciting your wife and people to send in high school football games. That's two.
I'm soliciting my
wife.
That
is two during this segment, John. That's
I'm
two.
I'm just asking her if she'd do me a favor.
That's solicitation.
You're funny.
Well, I'm uncomfortable.
That's a weird word to use.
Well, hold on the word. The word solicitation is not always referred to prostitution, people. Okay. My God.
Linked to prostitution.
You said it out loud, yep. So there's that. I saw this story this morning before I get to if we don't have time for the second national day, because I saw this story and I just want to know how you guys feel about it, because Pringles has just created a Thanksgiving dinner in chip form.
I don't want it.
So it's a box. I'll show you what the box looks like. It's a box of 8 different flavored stacks of Pringles. So they have a turkey flavor, a creamed corn flavor, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry sauce, green bean casserole, mac and cheese, and pumpkin pie. So they are testing it out this year. And then they will potentially, if the testing goes well this year, that is going to be a potential option for Thanksgiving dinner next year.
Do you just get 8 kinds of Pringles and throw them out of the table?
Yes.
Call it good. Here, have some. Here. That's mashed potatoes.
But wouldn't it be cute to kind of have that as maybe like one of the appetizers like on the table?
Or you tell your significant other that, hey, I cooked dinner for you, dear. And break that out.
That would fly.
That would be hilarious.
No, but it would be funny. She probably would be mad, but it would be funny.
Probably.
No, but definitely.
Definitely.
It definitely would be upset.
I tweeted the link to it on my Twitter account, at Wendy Radio, but they have how you make different kind of chip sandwiches, really. The leftover sandwich, so you put a turkey, a stuffing, and a mashed potato chip all together. You can have the holiday sweater.
That's either going to be actually pretty good or it's going to be just a disaster.
Some of them have gotten pretty good reviews. The one that they say actually tastes the worst is the mac and cheese, which I'm kind of disappointed about. The mac and cheese and green bean casserole did not get stellar reviews, but the turkey, the creamed corn, the stuffing said that it could be a standalone flavor as a chip itself to be released. So those are just a couple of the reviews coming in.
All right. I hadn't really thought about this, but I'm glad somebody at Pringles. I like Pringles. They're fine.
I like Pringles.
I tend to be a plain potato chip kind of guy.
The Lay's regular potato chips?
What's the one they have at QT? I keep forgetting the name of the brand. You know what I'm talking about? That's like, you know,
QT has their own brand of chip.
No. They get some brand of chip that's really good.
You mean an off-brand chip?
I forget what it is. It's the ones they
sell at QT. It's not the
Golden Flake?
Brand?
It's not Golden Flake. Nothing wrong with Golden Flake.
Well, you turned your nose up. So.
No, I didn't turn my nose
up.
Surely
there's something wrong with it.
Golden Flake's fine. Golden Flake's a southern one, isn't it? Is it from Atlanta? I think so.
I have no idea. But I hope this actually goes through because I would like to try it.
Friday ahead of a huge football weekend. High school football, college football, and of course we extend this weekend through the NFL on Sunday into Monday. By the way, Sunday we're going to have a triple header of games for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Skins, Saints, Patriots, Raiders, Eagles, Cowboys, all live on Sunday. Back to back to back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. When we get back, Atlanta Falcons, where do we stand as they head out today to Seattle? We'll hear from Adrian Claiborne and a little bit of an interesting note from Adrian Claiborne, what almost happened to him in the offseason. That's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.